Can good parenting raise your child's IQ? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's natural to think that things like reading bedtime stories, posting the alphabet on the wall, the nursery, playing Mozart at bedtime should all boost your child's intelligence. Well, Professor Kevin Beaver, who teaches criminology at Florida State, decided to test that idea.
So you have sort of two different competing perspectives. One is that parenting has a causal effect. The other is that parenting, different dimensions of parenting, is really just a proxy for genetically how smart an individual is.
The old nature versus nurture debate. So we first examined the techniques used by parents who have children with high verbal IQs, and then he took the next step. He examined parents who used similarly attentive parenting techniques, but who had adopted their children at an early age.
What we found was that there was really no association at all between the way that an adoptive parent parents their children, their adopted children, and the child's intelligence later in life. That does not mean that our intelligence levels are set in stone at the moment of conception. But what it does tend to suggest is that the aspects of the environment that are important for determining or influencing intelligence are not found within the way that we parent our children.
Basically, you have to accept that your child has the brain he's born with. And while you can make him happy and well-adjusted, you can't make him Einstein or Stephen Hawking or even Russell Wilson if it's not in his DNA. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.